Across the Pacifica network and over 50 community stations around the country, this is Free Speech Radio News for Friday, November 1, 2002. I'm Deepa Fernandez. As thousands came out last night to celebrate Halloween at the annual parade in New York City, the usual festival atmosphere was in evidence. However, it was clear that this is no normal year. The parade-goers made it clear that they're living in a country on the verge of a war that most of them do not support. Julie Hay was at the parade and files this report.
Betsy was at the parade with the radical cheerleaders and says that her soldier costume provoked some confused stares, but also many nods of encouragement as she rode to work on the subway.
I am wearing a pair of army fatigues that I bought at a thrift store. I'm wearing a patch that says fighter for Texaco and another patch that says fighter for power. And I'm wearing a piece of duct tape with an American flag over my mouth and the word expendable written across my face in black eyeliner.
I'm going as Uncle Sam. I'm wearing a Stars and Stripes top hat with flashing stars and a death mask, and I'm carrying an inflatable globe. I'm not anticipating any trouble, but I understand that there are representatives of various nations that would like to share the globe.
Maya Cash from the Billionaires for Bush's War was at the parade, wearing a fur coat and a crown.
We just came back from a counter-protest in Washington, D.C., where we explained to everyone that war may not be wise for people and living things, but it's certainly a wise investment.
We are the Missile Dick Chicks, and we're wearing strap-on silver missiles.
With little American flags on them.
And here there's oil or natural gas, we go.
That's
and we'll
right.
kill for it. We're proud to be American. We'll kill.
While the Halloween parade was a chance to highlight the comical elements of U.S. policy, many also acknowledged the seriousness of the looming war. But recent polls suggest that support for a war in Iraq is waning. For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Julie Hay in New York.